Brother Ken Knaus of the Parkdale Congregation and Swahili Group in Edmonton will now develop the theme, Be Loyal as Jesus Was When Praised.
How do you feel when you get sincere commendation, sincere praise? Why do you feel that way? The answer to those two questions is very important, because one of the Proverbs says that a person is tested by the praise he receives. We are tested when we receive praise. How so? Well, praise will show us who we are on the inside. Am I a person who is proud and feels superior to others? Or am I a person who depends on Jehovah? Praise will let us know. Fortunately, we have a standard that we can weigh ourselves against or measure our reaction against. And that's the example that Jesus set. Because when Jesus was praised, he reacted in loyalty. Please open your Bibles to Mark chapter 10, and let's read together verse 17 and 18. And as we look at this one occasion where Jesus was praised, let's try to see what we can learn from his reaction. Mark chapter 10 and verse 17 and 18. As he was going on his way, a man ran up and fell on his knees before him and put the question to him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit everlasting life?" Let's just stop there for a moment and contemplate, was this praise deserved? Was Jesus a good teacher? Absolutely. The scriptures show us that people were astounded at his way of teaching. He spoke with authority. Jesus could take deep spiritual truths, principles, prophecy, and explain them in a way that was so simple and so clear that even children could understand and they could be remembered and repeated. Jesus was the best teacher in the world. It would seem that the praise was well deserved. But this man was using this expression as a title for Jesus to elevate him above others. Remember from this morning, we talked about how loyalty was an expression that would be shown through our thoughts, words, and actions. What kind of thinking would Jesus have had when he received a praise like this? Well, where did Jesus learn the things he was taught? Did he come up with them on his own? Absolutely not. He got them from his Father Jehovah. Without Jehovah's Spirit, would Jesus have been able to accomplish his ministry? No. Had Jehovah chosen to assign another angel to take care of that assignment, with Jehovah's Spirit, could have that angel been a good teacher as well? Quite likely. So Jesus recognized that the praise did not belong to him alone. It wasn't because of his ability. Jesus taught because he loved his Father and he loved people. Loyalty also moves to action and words. Let's see how Jesus reacts in verse 18. Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? Nobody is good except one, God." Did Jesus simply deflect the praise that was given to him? "I'm not that good of a teacher." Absolutely not. Jesus squarely took the praise and directed it to Jehovah, where it belonged. How, though, can we make sure that we react in loyalty as Jesus did? The place to start is found in Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 2. So as we read this verse together, please focus on how loyalty springs from our heart. Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 2. Let someone else praise you, and not your own mouth, others, and not your own lips. At first glance, we might wonder, how does that verse help me imitate Jesus' loyalty? Well, it helps us to see where loyalty starts. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So the place to start is our heart. We must not ever buy into our own hype or begin believing the praise we receive as though somehow we have some ability that is superior or better than others. If we ever started to have that feeling in our hearts, we would not react loyally when we receive praise. We would not direct the praise to Jehovah. Instead, we would be looking for ways to pull more praise to ourselves. Rather, we would want to think like Jesus did. We would look at the fact that when we have success in different areas of our life, it's usually a result of Jehovah's blessing. Jehovah trains us. Jehovah gives us His Holy Spirit. We also have our brothers and sisters who teach us, counsel us, give us an amazing example to follow. So we cannot take credit for things that we are able to accomplish, because it isn't our ability alone. This verse helps us to focus on the fact that the place to start is with our heart condition. A humble heart attitude that, just like Jesus, is focused on serving Jehovah rather than focused on ourselves, will make sure that we act in loyalty. But that heart attitude, how will it help us to take action as Jesus did? Let's watch a dramatization together. And we're going to watch a brother who is being tested by being praised. Let's watch how he shows his loyalty and try to determine how we can imitate that.
Thank you so much for that talk. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Сергей.
Алексей. Наталья.
Yes, it's us.
I haven't seen you both since...
I know. It's been 17 years. We prayed for your release every night, Sergei.
Thank you so much.
When they announced your name as our substitute circuit OC, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, I still can't believe it. I wanted to meet my wife. This is Anya.
Nice
meeting you. Natalia.
Meeting.
Alexei.
Pleasure to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
Your husband studied with us.
Wonderful to meet up again after all these years.
Would you both come to my home for dinner tonight? It would mean so much to us.
Sounds wonderful.
We would be happy to come.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been waiting for you.
All right.
Well, that was excellent.
Like your talk, Sergei.
Yes, it's rare for someone so young to teach as you do.
No, I don't.
Fedor is right. You are wise beyond your years. Do you think your time in prison prepared you?
I definitely had a lot of time to meditate, so I guess it might have matured me a little.
You were there nearly twice as long as most of us. We can only imagine how difficult those years were for you.
Is it true you never saw your father again?
It's true.
You must be very strong to withstand that kind of pressure.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I wish you could be our real circuit overseer.
We heard good things about Brother Ilyin.
Many good things. We hope to meet him soon.
He's okay. But he is not the man of the people. You have suffered, like us. You understand us. We need someone like you.
Brothers, I appreciate the praise, but I really don't deserve it.
Yes, you do.
No. The praise should go to Jehovah. It is only because of His power that any of us can serve Him the way we do.
It's true. It's only because of Jehovah's Spirit. He deserves the praise.
And remember, Jehovah is the one who chooses those who serve in the congregations. Each of us has strengths that others don't have, but Jehovah sees them all, and he knows how to use them to advance his will. So we must trust Jehovah and be determined to appreciate the ones he has chosen to use.
Did you see how our brother was able to maintain his loyalty and our sister? Could you see that already his heart attitude was right? How did he feel when he received praise that he realized didn't belong to him? You could see him squirm, try and think of what he was going to say. He tried to deflect the praise, but that wasn't enough. He, just like Jesus, took steps to grab that praise squarely and direct it where it belongs, to Jehovah. We are going to face many, many more tests by receiving praise. So let's maintain that same heart attitude as Jesus, one that's focused on Jehovah, not ourselves, and one that humbly acknowledges we need to rely on him. And then let's allow that to motivate our actions. Not just deflecting praise, but directing it to Jehovah. If we do that, we will pass the test. And we will be loyal, just as Jesus was when praised.